Kiss Marry Kill by Yemi Depeolu. The prologue, a wedding marred by murder. The narrative of Kiss Marry Kill begins with an atmosphere of profound irony during the wedding of Adi Dolapo and Ifeoluwa Ife Ajo. As Ife walks down the aisle towards Adi, he observes her beauty and the fact that she is pregnant, yet he feels a disturbing lack of joy or emotional connection. He acknowledges his own selfishness in marrying her, wondering why a woman would commit to a man who is so clearly broken. For Adi, Ife has become oxygen, a necessary presence to keep him from drowning, even if he does not truly love her back. Despite his desire to walk away, he remains at the altar to avoid disappointing his mother, who is overjoyed that he has finally moved on from his previous partner, Cynthia Bennett, whom she dismissively refers to as the Jamo girl. After the ceremony and during the reception, while the guests are eating jollof rice and drinking Guinness, the situation takes a surreal turn. Adi spots Cynthia, who has been missing for 3 months, hiding in plain sight among the crowd, dressed in black and staring at him with eyes full of malice. In a panic, Adi interrupts his brother Teo's speech and attempts to reach her, nearly knocking over the wedding cake. Cynthia disappears through the door before he can catch her, and the overwhelming grief Adi had suppressed for months causes him to collapse on the floor in tears. In this state of vulnerability, he is suddenly arrested by police officers on suspicion of murder. As he is dragged away, he sees his new wife standing apart from the chaos, her hands resting on her stomach, watching him with a look of desperation. The origins of conflict, 12 weeks before the disappearance. The story then flashes back to 12 weeks before Cynthia's disappearance, beginning on a stifling spring evening. Cynthia and Adi are driving to London to have dinner with Adi's mother, Mama. The tension in the car is high because Adi has kept a major secret from his mother. He and Cynthia moved from London to a cottage in Winchapel, Dorset, over a year ago. Adi apologizes for the deception, claiming he didn't want Cynthia to have to lie, but Cynthia is certain she will be blamed for luring him into a life of deception. Cynthia, who grew up in Manchester, feels a sense of displacement both in the rural quiet of Dorset and in the high-pressure environment of Adi's family dynamics. At the dinner, Cynthia attempts to show respect to Mama by kneeling, a gesture Mama dismisses with a backhanded comment about Jamaican culture. The dinner table is set with a dolphin centerpiece, which Adi takes as a sign that his mother likes Cynthia, though Cynthia remains skeptical. Mama displays clear favoritism towards Adi, while his younger brother Teo, a medical student who secretly wants to study design, is treated as the outcast. The dinner is interrupted by the arrival of a surprise guest, Ifeoluwa Ife, a tall, beautiful woman who grew up with Adi and has recently returned from Dubai. Mama's intentions become immediately clear as she praises Ife for being a good girl who works hard, while pointedly insulting Cynthia's career as a professional dancer. Cynthia is furious but tries to remain composed, even as Mama reminds Adi and Ife of how they used to play husband and wife as children. The evening implodes when Mama suggests that Adi and Ife should settle down together. Cynthia, unable to take more insults, reveals the truth about their move to Dorset, which causes Mama to explode in anger and accusation. Adi, appearing like a coward in Cynthia's eyes, attempts to pacify his mother by claiming the move was intended as a surprise and invites Mama to visit them the following weekend. Cynthia storms out of the house in disgust. The present day, Ife's unraveling life. Back in the present, Ife is sitting in Teo's car outside the hotel where she was supposed to spend her wedding night. Her life has completely fallen apart, her husband is in a police cell, and she is left to manage the fallout of the wedding disaster. Mama has gone to the police station to rescue her son, leaving Ife to face the gossip of the Nigerian wedding guests, some of whom whispered that Adi was arrested for 419 fraud. Teo is the only person showing her kindness, eventually ending the party by pulling the speakers from their sockets. Inside the honeymoon suite, Ife finds a room filled with rose petals that look like tiny drops of blood, and chocolates she eats in frustration. She receives a series of notifications on social media about Adi's arrest and a text from a colleague asking for gossip. When she finally speaks to Robert, Adi's lawyer and best friend, he informs her that Adi is not answering questions well and will be kept overnight. Ife asks if the arrest is about Cynthia Bennett, and Robert's hesitation confirms her fears. She then receives a threatening text from an unknown number, "You'll pay for what you did." Cynthia's detour, meeting Mark and the studio struggles. 11 weeks before the disappearance, Cynthia is packing a suitcase to move out of the cottage temporarily, unable to forgive Adi for failing to defend her against his mother. Addie tries to stop her, arguing that they should protect their relationship, but Cynthia feels he is simply letting her go. She moves into the apartment above her dance studio in Windchapel. The studio is struggling, numbers have dwindled, and Cynthia feels that moving to Dorset may have been a mistake. While practicing at the studio, she is interrupted by a man named Mark, who has just moved into the apartment upstairs. Mark is a Mancunian record producer who is going through a divorce. He is kind to Cynthia, noticing she has sprained her ankle and offering her a foot rub. This encounter is a stark contrast to her relationship with Addie, as Mark seems genuinely interested in her talents and her business. When Addie shows up at the studio with lunch and finds Mark helping Cynthia, he is consumed by jealousy. In an aggressive display of possession, Addie lifts Cynthia over his shoulder and carries her out of the studio. Present day, the cottage of reminders. In the present, Ife arrives at the cottage Addie and Cynthia once shared, feeling the cold and darkness of the house. To her horror, she finds that the living room is filled with Cynthia's belongings, photos of Addie and Cynthia, piles of women's clothes, and the scent of hair conditioner. Ife is overwhelmed, feeling that Cynthia is everywhere. Addie returns from the police station looking disheveled and finds Ife amidst the chaos. He tells her that Cynthia has been missing for months and that the police are trying to frame him as an angry ex. He claims the breakup was mutual and that they remained friends, a statement that contradicts what he told Ife when he proposed. A loud bang in the house terrifies Addie, who tells Ife not to move. Despite the gravity of the situation, Addie attempts to initiate intimacy with Ife, but in the heat of the moment, he accidentally calls her Cynthia. Ife flees to a storage cupboard and locks herself in, where she sees a news headline on her phone, "Body found in search for missing dancer." She receives another threat, "Pack your bags or I will tell him everything," developing ties, the job offer and the boat. 11 weeks before the disappearance, Addie takes Cynthia to her boat in the harbor, knowing the sea air will calm her down. Cynthia loves her boat, finding it a source of peace in Windchapel. Addie attempts to explain his mother's psychological hold on him, revealing that she protected him when he didn't deserve it, though he refuses to provide specifics. He promises to reschedule Mama's visit, but then drops a bombshell: he has offered Ife a job at his tech company. In the present, Ife visits the harbor where Cynthia's body was found. She meets Mark, who is also mourning at the police cordon. Mark reveals that he lived with Cynthia before she disappeared and that their relationship was complicated. He tells Ife that Addie's arrest speaks for itself and challenges Ife's belief in Addie's innocence. Before leaving, Mark gives Ife a necklace with a ring, an exact replica of Ife's emerald engagement ring, but with blue-gray gemstones. He tells her to keep it if she has any doubts about what happened. Ife, wanting to reclaim her power, throws Cynthia's ring into the sea. Mama's visit and the escalating tension. 3 weeks before the disappearance, Mama and Teo arrive at the Dorset cottage for their scheduled visit. Cynthia is incredibly nervous, but to her surprise, Mama greets her with a warm, floral-scented embrace. Cynthia prepares a bedroom for Teo, painted in royal blue, and encourages him to follow his dreams of studying design at Bournemouth, promising he can live with them to save on rent. While Addie, Mama, and Teo go out for dinner, Cynthia stays behind to read a book recommended by Mark. Mark arrives at the house unannounced with mac and cheese, and they spend the evening talking. Mark tells Cynthia about his failed marriage to Emma, claiming they simply fell out of love. He also shares that he has secured a meeting with investors for her studio. When Addie and the others return, they find Mark in the garden, caught by Mama, who demands to know what the Yinbo boy is doing there. Ife's haunted reality and the secret pregnancy. In the present, Addie is suffering from night terrors, sobbing, "I'm sorry," in his sleep. Ife finds him sleepwalking into the garden in the snow, where he lies on the grass sobbing Cynthia's name. Ife meets Mark again at a cafe, where the owner, Nayara, tells her that Cynthia had been having trouble with her boyfriend and was close to Mark. Ife realizes Mark was telling the truth about his relationship with Cynthia. At the cottage, Addie reveals that he has known about Ife's pregnancy for some time, despite her attempts to hide it. He expresses excitement about being a parent, but then seems to jerk away, as if he has heard something invisible. Later, Ife and Addie go for a 12-week scan, where they hear the baby's heartbeat for the first time. On their way home, they are met by Detective Callahan, who wants to speak with Ife. Ife admits she is pregnant to the detective but denies having had an affair with Addie while he was with Cynthia. The turning point, the crayfish incident. 3 weeks before the disappearance, Cynthia is forced to help Mama in the kitchen. Mama asks Cynthia to chop okra, which Cynthia finds repellent. Mama gives Cynthia shots of peach schnapps, and they have a conversation where Mama tells Cynthia she is a foolish girl, and that Addie deserves someone like Ife. During the subsequent dinner, Cynthia begins to have a severe allergic reaction. Her airway closes, and she struggles for air while Mama watches with a pursed expression, appearing indifferent to her suffering. Addie and Teo arrive to find Cynthia choking. Addie panics and uses an EpiPen to save her life. He discovers an empty packet of crayfish to which Cynthia is highly allergic in the kitchen and realizes Mama put it in the food. Furious, Addie hurls the plates off the table and physically carries Mama out of the house, telling her to get out. Cynthia, feeling her fears have been realized, packs her bags to leave for good. She goes to Mark's apartment, where he calls an ambulance for her. The Manchester revelation and Mark's identity. 1 week before the disappearance, Cynthia travels to Manchester to stay with her sister Valerie. She is still hurt by Addie's actions and the fact that he continues to bombard her with messages. While there, she reflects on her past trauma. Her father, a pastor, kicked her out of the house years ago when she was 19 because of her relationship with a boy named Francis. Cynthia also goes to a club with Mark, where she unexpectedly runs into Francis. Francis looks at Mark and calls him Chris, expressing shock to see them together. Mark becomes extremely agitated and drags Cynthia out of the club. Mark later claims that Chris is his middle name and that Francis probably knows his delusional ex-wife. However, in the present day, Teo and Ife investigate Mark's flat and discover that the photographs of him and Cynthia are fake. They have been photoshopped using Addie's body from Cynthia's Instagram posts. Ife finds a stalker room in Mark's flat filled with professional photos of Cynthia, journals detailing his obsession with her, and proof that he was the one who told Cynthia's father about Francis years ago. Addie's confession and the ill-fated proposal. One day before the disappearance, Cynthia has a final dinner with Addie so he will stop hounding her. During this dinner, Addie reveals his darkest secret. When he was 6 years old, he accidentally caused his father to fall to his death during a domestic dispute where his father was attacking his mother. Mama covered up the death and used it to manipulate and control Addie for the rest of his life. Addie proposes to Cynthia with the blue-gray gemstone ring, but Cynthia, overwhelmed by the secrets and the trauma, says she needs time to think. When she returns to Mark's apartment, Mark is furious that she didn't flatly reject the proposal. They end up drinking wine, and Mark tells Cynthia he loves her, a declaration she finds weird and unsettling. The day of the disappearance, the cliff and the truth. On the day she disappears, Cynthia discovers Mark's stalker room and realizes he has been following her for years. Terrified, she packs her bags to run away, but Mark has taken her car keys. She flees on foot to the top of the hill, the Windchapel, to meet Addie, hoping he can protect her. Mark finds her first and begs for another chance, but Addie arrives and a three-way confrontation ensues. Addie and Mark begin fighting over Cynthia near the edge of the cliff. In the struggle, they both push her out of the way, and Cynthia falls backwards over the edge. In the final chapter, it is revealed that Cynthia survived the fall but was severely injured. She sees a pair of hot pink trainers with diamantes, the ones Ife was wearing at the spa, approaching her. The savior touches Cynthia's neck to check for a pulse and tells her she will be okay. However, the person Ife then walks away and leaves Cynthia to die, ensuring she can have Addie and their new life without interference. This summary is for educational purposes only. This audio is exclusively created for AfriNovels.com. Thank you.